spiritually all things to enjoy. What a warning about trusting money. It's like tomorrow you may be without any. D.L. Moody's favorite verse. D.L. Moody was a great revival preacher. Saw millions come to know the Lord. His favorite verse, Isaiah 12:2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is my salvation. Abraham Lincoln's favorite verse says, Psalm 37, 1 and 2. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquities. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in the way, because of the man that bringeth wicked devices to pass. So how are we to trust? Notice, trust in the Lord how? Back to Proverbs 3. With what? All thine heart. Entire. Unquestioned. With undivided confidence. Trust him, not wavering. This is like a childlike trust. I wasn't going to share this. I will. Karen and I left about 6 o'clock tonight to go to Colfax and Monaco to the funeral home to be with Josephine. And I was following my GPS. Turn left here, turn right here. And it had me going a different way than she knew. She'd never been this way. And I said, turn left here. No, you don't turn left here. Yeah, turn left, First Avenue, turn left. Havana, First, turn left on First. And take us around to Colfax and turn. But I've never been that way. That way is not going to get us. I don't know it. And I said, you know, for a minute, have blind faith. Trust me. And I'm thinking, yes, what a good illustration. You know, sometimes we want to go this way, that way. We've got it all figured out. God says, wait a minute. Trust me. Obey me. Go my way. So trust in the Lord with all thine heart. That's complete confidence in God. You trust him with your body, soul, and spirit. Every bit of energy, all your emotion, all your love you have ought to be aimed at trusting God. Interesting article. I read this quote. It says, years ago, a military officer and his wife were aboard a ship that was caught in a raging ocean storm. Seeing the frantic look in her eyes, the man tried unsuccessfully to calm her fears. Suddenly, she grasped his sleeve and she cried, how can you be so calm? He stepped back a few feet, drew his sword. Pointing it at her heart, he said, are you afraid of this? Without hesitation, she answered, of course not. Why not? He inquired. Because it's in your hand and you love me too much to hurt me. To this he replied, I know the one who holds the winds and the waters in the hollow of his hand, and he will surely care for us. So this writer says the officer was not disturbed because he had put his confidence and trust in the Lord. So here's a motto. The motto is God knows best. Say that with me. God knows best. Let's say it again. God knows best. So the first thing we need to do to be in the will of God is to trust God with all our heart. Now, second thing. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to figure it out. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Lean not. That word lean not is the attitude of relying on yourself for all your answers. And lean not carries the idea of support, relying on. Lean not to your own understanding. Rest to being sustained by the way you understand it. And it's speaking of self-dependence. Self-dependence, actually, Bible says self-dependence is a manifestation of a foolish heart. Did you know that? It's like, I'm a self-made man. No, you're a fool. You say, well, prove it. Proverbs 28, 26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. You know what that means? That means any time I try to figure out things without waiting on God, I'm a fool. Jeremiah 9, 23 through 24. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Isn't that good? Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24. One writer said this. He said, it's nothing less than self-idolatry to conceive that we can carry on ever the ordinary matters of day without his counsel. Let me make a statement. This sounds so simple. God loves to be consulted. You hear me? God loves to be consulted. So be in the habit of going to him in the first place, before self-will, before self-pleasure, before self-wisdom, before human friends, before convenience, before expediency, and on and on. So it says, lean not unto thine own understanding. And this is saying that no matter how simple the decision is, consult God first. Quit trying to figure it out. Quit trying to shortcut obedience. Thomas in his book said, find God for your intellect. Respect it. Train it. Feed it with the choicest fruits of the tree of science. But don't lean on it as your infallible guide. The likes of our reason is far too feeble to guide us safely through the moral labyrinths of life. So the thought is, thank God if you have an intellect. But don't trust God in your intellect before you consult him. Don't trust your intellect before you trust God. One philosopher said this, many might have attained wisdom had they not thought they had already really attained it. So if you're thinking you're smart, you're not. Here's a rule of thumb, and this changed my life when I first heard it. A rule of thumb. Our first reaction is usually the opposite of God's. It's usually wrong. Our first reaction. You think about that. Proverbs 16:25, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So we shouldn't always follow the direction that seems immediately right to us. We need to consult God first. And may I say this? I'm not pointing the finger, because there's three fingers pointing back at me. This is so true for me, so true for you. Amen? It's like Romans 11:33. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. You know, I'm thinking, why do I say unkind words? Why do you say unkind words? Well, because of emotion, because of feelings. You know, when we are tempted to say something unkind, hurtful, do you think it's possible at that time to trust God? Amen? I think some of the most miserable Christians I have met are Christians in the midst of trials, not willing to trust God and trying to figure it all out. Why me, O Lord? So you want to know the will of God. Number one, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Number two, don't try to figure it out. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Number three, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him in all thy ways. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. What does it mean to acknowledge God? In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge means to place myself under God's authority. I'm acknowledging you, God, by placing myself under your authority. It means to recognize him as my authority. To admit to be true and genuine. Now, notice it says, in all thy ways. Not way. We've talked about this before. There's a difference between way and ways. Way is a general direction. Ways are steps, all right? Different paths you take. And God says, in all thy ways, and it actually speaks of steps or choices or decisions. It's like in all your steps, one step at a time, acknowledge God. It's like Matthew 6:33. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Of course, in that passage, that's talking about trusting God for our material needs to be met. God will take care of the sparrow. He knows a number of hairs on your head. Why are you worrying? A sparrow falls to the ground? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So God simply says, if you'll put him first, he'll take care of your needs. So I guess you could put it this way. Do right, a step at a time, and then what? He will direct thy paths. I was thinking of a Bible illustration of this would be Abraham. Do you know wherever Abraham pitched his tents, he also built an altar. When he was to choose a wife for his son, he was more concerned with the name and the honor of God than the beauty of his son's wife. And he was acknowledging God in all his ways. So God led his servant to the right woman. Which leads to this statement. No step well prayed over will bring ultimate regret. Isn't that a good quote? No step well prayed over will bring ultimate regret. Every step of the way under God's authority. So we make sure that we don't take a step if it were to violate a biblical truth, a biblical principle. In all thy ways, steps, choices, acknowledge him under his authority, and what will he do? He will direct our paths. So we keep ourselves under God's authority wherever we go, and what? He directs our paths. Hudson Taylor. Hudson Taylor, great missionary, many of us read about. July 25th, 1865, at the age of 33, he came to a great crisis in his life. The place was called Brighton Beach, south coast of East England. There on a quiet Sunday morning, he took a step of faith in response to a simple spiritual principle he had just discovered. He was surprised that this truth, this writer says, had so long eluded him. Here it is. Here's the truth. If we're obeying the Lord, the responsibility rests with him, not with us. That was the truth that gripped Hudson Taylor's heart. If we're obeying God, the responsibility rests with God, not with us. Okay, our future is his responsibility if I'm obeying him. This writer said, months of struggle were over and the way ahead was clear. And to obey the scriptures and trust God to be faithful to his pledged word was not rash. And then throwing caution and tradition to the winds. What did he do? Anybody? He founded the China Inland Mission. Millions and millions of souls reached through the China Inland Mission. If we are obeying the Lord, the responsibility rests with him, not us. So we often get asked the question, well, how do I know the will of God? I get that question sometimes asked by seniors in high school. I get that question asked by juniors in college. Sometimes sophomores. Sophomore, sophomos, means all wise one. So there they wanted to figure everything out. They want to know what the will of God is for their life. So I want to throw something at you, and this we could discuss. It would probably take us till late to discuss this. Some of you will hardly disagree with it. Some of you will agree. Here it is. They asked me, Pastor Scott, what about this? What is the will of God? And I'm basically saying, I've got this and this, and here's my response. Let me ask you a question, okay? Do you desire with all your heart to be in the will of God? Do you desire with all your heart to be in the will of God? Well, yes. Then, to supremely desire to be in the will of God is to be in the will of God. To commit your heart and life to obeying His will and word is to be in the will of God. He'll direct all your paths. It's like God will work in our lives if we simply commit our hearts to Him and we obey Him in every known thing there is in our lives, and then leave it to God to open doors and close doors. Did you know this? Do you know God knows your cell phone number? Do you know that? He knows your email account, your Twitter account, and your Facebook account, your FaceTime account, and your LinkedIn account. He knows all those. He has your number. And did you know that if you'll put Him first in everything, He says He will direct your paths? Are you with me? God will guide us in the different areas of our lives. I came to that place in my life early in my life in the ministry. We were in California. We knew God wanted us to leave the ministry there. It was a large church. The pastor was my father-in-law, godly man. Karen and I knew in our spirit that God was moving us on. We had different open doors. I got a call from the Wilds. They wanted me to be the director of the Wilds out here in the West. I got a call from a church down in Southern California. I got another call from two other places I won't mention. Good churches. And then I got a call from an Ed Nelson in Colorado. So we had these on the table. God lead us. And He led us to Colorado and led us to start Woodside Baptist Church. And it was because we had laid it all on the table, trusting Him. You know, it's not easy to trust the Lord. You know, it's Philippians 4, 6 and 7. You know these verses. Be careful for nothing. It means don't worry about anything. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer. Say that with me. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You know that word keep? The peace of God will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In the Greek, that word means put a garrison around, like a fortress around you. And the peace of God will garrison your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And the idea is the peace of God will protect you wherever you go. Well, we're done. Three things for a person who wants to be in the will of God. Number one, put your complete trust in the Lord. You've got to release it. I mean, you tell somebody, release it. Let it go. Give it to God. Get out of the driver's seat. You ever said that to somebody? Then number two, don't try to figure it out. Lean not to thine own understanding. You're not smart enough to know it. So release it to God. And number three, acknowledge Him in all your ways. Are you putting God first in every choice of your life? Well, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Came across interesting illustration. Came from the Daily Bread, April 8th. And it goes like this. A group of scientists and botanists were exploring remote regions of the Alps and searched for a new species of flowers. One day they noticed through binoculars a flower of such rarity and beauty that its value to science was incalculable. But it lay deep in a ravine with cliffs on both sides. To get the flower, someone had to be lowered over the cliff on a rope. Well, a curious young boy was watching nearby, and the scientists told him that they would pay him well if he would agree to be lowered over the cliff to retrieve that flower below. Well, the boy took one look down the steep, dizzy depths, and he said, "I'll be back in a minute." A short time later, he returned, followed by a gray-haired man. Approaching the botanist, the boy said, "I'll go over that cliff, and I'll go get that flower for you. If this man holds the rope, he's my dad." Does that talk about trust? I thought, you know, that's a great illustration of trusting God. Put your complete confidence in God. Your trust in God. Don't try to figure it out. Acknowledge Him. Put Him first. Get under His authority. Father, thank You for Your Word. I am privileged to preach Your Word knowing this. Not a day goes by where I don't need this. I need this, Lord. And I pray, God, that each one of us would learn to completely trust You and would not try to figure things out. And Lord, that in every choice we'd make, it would be under Your authority, the authority of Your Word.